A little trooper going round and round at the Queen City X. Only one more sleep before all the rides, which are being set up right now if you're driving to work this morning. Or perhaps you were driving home last night and looked over to the Rail District. Yes, they were setting up the Midway. It opens at noon tomorrow. Every night it'll go till midnight. Man, when we were kids, our summer was spent mostly at our cabin on Echo Lake. And leading up to the fair, one of our jobs as kids was to collect all the empties around the campfire for recycling that came from all our cabin guests who were there visiting us through the summer. We used to encourage my parents, yeah, have as much company as you can, because the beer cans, whatever else that they were drinking, my brothers and I would collect and we'd use to get some cash for the fair. Sure, you could say as kids, we encouraged all the grown-ups to pop a top leading up to the fair. We saw it as more money for us. Anyhow, then to actually go to the fair, be able to run wild through the Midway, running first to the one ride we wanted and waited for all summer long. And for me, it was the USS Enterprise. It looked like a Ferris wheel when it was upright, only you loaded into the ride when it was flat on the ground, jumping into one of the gondolas as it was slowly still turning. And that was always hairy, right? Then get your safety belt on, and then it would begin to spin faster around, and then the whole wheel would begin to rise upwards and become a combination of spinning, swinging, sense of weightlessness as the ride rotated, and we'd all scream our heads off. The USS Enterprise. Anyhow, if you have love for rides, and your kids love them as much as we did when we were kids, the best deal to save money right now is still available one more day today at the co-op stores. You can pick up a ride all day pass. That includes gate admission, and it's discounted at $55. That's the best saving that I can find out there for you and your kids right now. Go to a co-op. Today's the last day to get them, too. This year's Midway is going to be different. It's West Coast Amusements, who have served Moose Jaw's hometown fair over the years. You may have seen them pop up in parking lots of malls around the city in previous years. It's a Canadian company, reputable, clean. They've been around for many years, but they're not the same in level as North American Midway, who we previously had. They're the ones who provided our Midway for at least the last 20 years, probably more. Heck, it's got to be longer, because before they became North American Midway, they were known as Conklin Shows. North American Midway bought Conklin out in 2004. In previous years, North American would roll through Calgary Stampede, then Edmonton, and come here to Regina. In fact, short of coming to Regina, that's exactly the circuit North American is on right now. And the word is that someone may have, I'm hearing behind the scenes, dropped the ball in the relationship over the Rail District. And they moved on. North American Midway just chose to move on. Skip Regina. They're headed to Saskatoon, where they will plant themselves this Thursday. And I'm not knocking West Coast Amusements, but they are a much smaller operation than North American. So this will be interesting to witness. I've heard West Coast has called upon all their resources possible to put together a Midway that will fill the same footprint we've seen for so many years previously. In fact, I asked Kathleen Betker from the Queen City X on the topic, would this year's fair be as big?
So we have the same number of rides. The assortment of rides, of course, is a little bit different because West Coast doesn't have the exact same rides as our previous provider. But they've already invested a couple $1 million in adding to their inventory, and they're on the wait list for more rides. So they are fully invested in growing with us. Year two, year three, year four.
So this is going to be a long-term deal?
Long-term deal. I mean, we are fully invested. West Coast is going to be along for the ride with us. I think it's just going to continue getting bigger. Bigger and bigger and bigger.
So yes, lots of people will be probably headed to the Queen City X, ready to stroll through the Midway to see if it lives up to recent years. And even if you don't like ride the rides but go to the fair, you probably have memories of the Midway as you grew up, don't you? From year to year. When I was a wee little kid living in Rosemont, I had two older brothers who used to rip over on their bikes to the nearby train tracks in Rosemont to witness the Royal American Midway flatbed trains that carried all the rides into town. Back in the day, the rides came in on a train. In fact, I can remember as a little kid, too, it used to be an annual routine. Mom and Dad would pile us all into the station wagon on a Sunday before the exhibition. You'd go to Wascata Park, right, for Pile-a-Bone Sunday, which would end with the fireworks. And then after they were done, we'd hop back in that station wagon, drive home past the fairgrounds, so we could catch a glimpse of them setting up the rides. We'd go to sleep dreaming of which ride to start at first the next day. What's your favorite Midway memory? Are you old enough to remember when Royal American used to bring not only the rides, but also sideshows? I always used to think that was Love Isn't Always in Four-Wheel Drive when I listened to that lyric as a kid. Love, Toto. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's going to be a decent day here today. There might be a light morning shower and perhaps a little haze from smoke. It lasted only a few hours yesterday. It seemed like I kind of smell it in the air here this morning. But hopefully it doesn't irritate you too badly. Hundreds of Canadian soldiers have arrived to get fire crews back up in the north. They're doing jobs like digging ditches, clearing rubble so firefighters can focus on the blazes. More on the wildfire situation coming up here with Shep at the top of the hours. Kevin Martell is away on holidays this week. And if you're on vacation, I hope it's going well. Certainly going to heat up in the next few days. We're going to see temperatures soar as the week goes on towards the 30-degree mark and carry a bit into the August long. Yeah, we're working through a week here that has a long weekend on the other side of it, so hang in there. I just want to skip over to Alberta, where that by-election in which former Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is hoping to win in order to regain his entry back into Parliament is certainly growing a little more interesting day by day. Apparently, there are more than 200 candidates registered to run. This as of Monday on Elections Canada's website, who now says that because there are so many people, that those voting will be asked to write out the name of their preferred pick at the polls because the ballot list is longer than, I don't know, that convoy of trucks headed to Ottawa ever was. Okay, it might be a little overdramatic there, but the ballot is so long, it's going to be replaced with a blank to write the name of the candidate they choose rather than mark a blank circle next to a long list of names. That election coming up next month, I think it's around the 18th. Does that favor Pierre Poilievre just because everyone knows his name compared to all the other candidates? And what, you know, Pierre Poilievre isn't an easy name to remember how to spell. So then does that ruin the ballot? That'll be interesting. Regina's Urgent Care Center, back to normal hours, according to our health minister, Jeremy Cockrell. The center is back to 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. That's not exactly operating 24-7 like originally promised, but hey, that's a win anyhow. He says the goal is to continue to expand urgent care across the province as well, too. What a horrible story in New York to share with you this morning. A man shot and killed multiple people, four, including an off-duty police officer working security in Midtown Manhattan. It was a chaotic scene. Like, this guy shows up, he double parks on the street, gets out of his vehicle, walks out wearing sunglasses, carrying the gun into the building and opens fire. And the attack occurred inside a building containing the headquarters, actually, for the NFL. Employees were told to barricade themselves in place, pushing whatever they could against the doors. Some of the witnesses described the scene.
We heard multiple shots go off in quick succession from the first floor, and a lot of us just rushed into the room.
And the attacker would later turn the gun on himself, and police have identified the guy as somebody from Las Vegas. And ABC News is reporting that the suspect, who allegedly shot and killed four, carried a note in his pocket claiming he suffered from CTE and making references to the NFL. Hey, staying with the NFL for a moment. A little positive news.
Deion Sanders is going to score! My God!
Former NFL star college football coach Deion Sanders has revealed his battle with an aggressive bladder cancer. He was pretty emotional as he described his battle yesterday, saying he was diagnosed with a form of bladder cancer just 3 months ago.
No symptoms. No nothing. Healthy. Going in there to look at something else, you find something else. Bless me with this wonderful doctor that is better at her game than I was at mine.
Deion Sanders, now considered cured. He was treated at the same university where he coaches football, and following the surgery to remove the cancer and his bladder, he said he's beyond grateful to be alive and has a message.
God is so good. You have no idea. You have no idea. Men, everybody, get checked out. Get checked out. Because it could have been a whole another gathering if I had.
Two-time Super Bowl champ Deion Sanders there. 58 next month. He plans to continue coaching the Buffaloes in Boulder, Colorado this season. Greg Morgan here, counting down to the exhibition. One more sleep. It starts tomorrow, and some of the grandstand acts we have include, well, Blue Rodeo Wednesday night, followed by the Reclaws, Glorious Sun, Sam Roberts Band, and Kim Mitchell. Man, did we... Well, not that there's anything wrong with any of those artists, but what happened? We see Loverboy in Saskatoon at their fair, Metric, High Valley, and Smash Mouth. I'm not trying to dump on the Queen City X here, but it does look like Saskatoon has got a few solid acts. TLC is going to be there as well, too. But nonetheless, the Queen City X is almost like a holiday for many families. And I sincerely think that your best deal is awaiting you right now at the co-op. It's the last day to get those day tripper passes that include admission for $55. Just saying, hey, it all adds up. You got a few kids and you're going to the X. So if you're looking for savings, there is one there today. Checking in with the fire situation up north. Hundreds of Canadian soldiers arriving to give fire crews back up. They're doing jobs like digging ditches, clearing out some rubble, and letting the firefighters focus on the blaze. And just imagine being away from your home for a month because of wildfires. I can't even imagine, but that is the case for something like 700 from Beauvale, northeast of Meadow Lake. But they've been given the all clear to start busing back tomorrow morning. So that's good news. As for the wildfire smoke in these parts, yes, it lingers a little again here through the day today. Well, a few days ago, I told you about Grammy-winning Best New Artist, Chapel Roan, who came out with a tease of the song The Subway. And it has a Saskatchewan theme. Well, yesterday, she announced that more than a year after, she actually sang that song a year ago at the governor's ball. But the pop star has announced that that song has a release date now, and it references Saskatchewan. It's coming out officially on Friday. I made a promise if 4 months is feeling ain't gone up this city. I'm moving to Saskatchewan. Now, a few of her fans had spotted her recently in Missouri, filming what appeared to be a music video for The Subway. And last week in that tease of the song, you see her moving in a moving van crossing into Saskatchewan across the border. So she even said at one time that she'd like to perform here.
Saskatchewan. I was like, it's in one of my new songs that hasn't come out yet. It's called The Subway. I was looking up at venues there to try to play a show there. I owe it to them. I can't sing a song about Saskatchewan and not go there and play.
Yeah, if she's saying that, she's coming to Saskatchewan. Let's hope in Regina and not Sastel Center, Saskatoon. But pretty cool. It's going to happen. You wait and see. Tonight, the series premiere of WWE Unreal is on Netflix tonight, a behind-the-scenes docuseries about the show's production, including the writer's room and visiting the stars in their homes.
For the first time ever, we're going to show you how the story unfolded.
Creating interest for the fans. That's what it's all about.
I had been on the road for 10 years straight. After a while, the wheels fell off.
Is he okay? Somebody tell me if he's okay.
We're all animals in the jungle. You just want to be the most exotic one.
Now, look, I don't watch the WWE anymore. I tapped out long ago when Hogan and The Rock were at Sky Dome and WrestleMania. I don't know how many years ago that was, but I find it interesting. They don't try to hold back anything now. And it's been like this for a while. It used to be taboo for wrestlers to admit wrestling was scripted. There is no one I know than Frank, my producer, who loves wrestling more than anyone else because He talks about it all the time with me, and I ask him questions, and he's here now. Are you wanting to see how it's scripted out? Or did you like it in the old days where there was a little mystery behind it all?
You know, I'm kind of right on the fence. You know, part of me, I don't mind when the curtains dropped a bit and you kind of, you know, see a bit of the bits and pieces behind the scenes. That being said, I kind of don't want to see how the sausage is being made either. So I don't know, man. It looks good though. It looks really good. Nice behind the, it's changed a lot. Like the last 3 or 4 years, once they went on Netflix, they're getting bigger. YouTube's huge. It's just, it's part of the way the wrestling is now.
And your son, does he like wrestling yet?
He does. He gives me a DDT every night before bed. That's our thing.
Explain what a DDT is.
So a DDT is when you get a guy kind of in a headlock and you just go straight back onto the ground. So DDT.
Okay. So you are molding a new wrestling fan in your own household.
One night
because
at
you
time.
Were one. You've been a wrestling fan since Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, 35 years, 35, 36 years.
And Frank, I'm sorry, Frank, for blowing your cover on this one, but you shed a tear.
I did.
On the death of Hulk Hogan.
I've shed many tears, especially wrestlers from that generation. Not a lot of them are still left due to, you know, all the various activities they used to get into. But yeah, it's been a long 20 years of just guys losing their lives, I guess.
Okay. All right. Frank, my producer, thank you so much. Go get back to your little post there.
Press buttons.
And press my button for a commercial here in a second. Oh, really quick, too. Eddie Murphy is going to become the next Inspector Clouseau. He admitted it yesterday on the Today Show. He's busy plugging in another movie that's coming up on Prime. Can you imagine Eddie Murphy's Inspector Clouseau? Does your dog bat? Peter Sellers in the original role as Clouseau in, well, the original was what? I think 1963, and then there were 5 sequels before his death in 1980. Peter Sellers, to me, will always be Inspector Clouseau. There was an awful one that Steve Martin came up with in about 06, trying to reboot the franchise. He was just awful in it. And now Eddie Murphy is going to try to be Inspector Clouseau. I love Eddie Murphy, but just leave it alone. No one will be better than Peter Sellers. Yeah, some of those rides they're setting up over at the Rail District this morning. If you look over on your way to work from the Louvain, get pretty high. I remember as a kid, there used to be a double Ferris wheel, like side by side, that looked really cool all lit up. What's your favorite Midway ride? And what's your favorite Midway memory? You may not ride the rides anymore, but do you still like strolling the Midway and having a look at all the rides? It's going to be different this year. West Coast Amusements, a Canadian operation, taking over from North American Midway, which has been with us for so many years. They amalgamated after they purchased Conklin years and years ago. Some of you remember the Conklin Clown logo. Well, that Midway is taking a trip around. Regina headed to Saskatoon, opening there on Thursday. And now it's West Coast Amusements, who's a little smaller operation, but they're trying to be as big as they can and fill the void here. It'll be interesting. Midway fans will be certainly probably judging whether or not they're as good, better, or what happened. It's going to be one that I think a lot of Midway lovers are going to be addressing in the coming days. We talked to Kathleen Betker from the Queen City X about the Midway, and she said, yeah, it's going to be as much of a footprint as they possibly can, like the old one.
So we have the same number of rides. The assortment of rides, of course, is a little bit different because West Coast doesn't have the exact same rides as our previous provider. But they've already invested $2 million in adding to their inventory. And
it is going to be on display starting tomorrow. Opens up at noon, goes till midnight nightly. But 1-877-300-7275. You got a favorite fair memory when you were a kid of going to the Midway? I remember loving the USS Enterprise, and there used to be, I think it was called the Rotor, where you walked up, it looked like a giant washing machine tub. Like it was mega huge, and you'd walk to the top of it, look down, and you'd get an opportunity to go on the floor of it eventually, and then it would spin round and round like a washing machine, and you'd be stuck to the walls. Looked very dangerous. Hey, yesterday in Saskatoon, legislators from both the U.S. and Canada were gathering together to discuss trade at the Midwestern Legislative Conference as Trump tariff deadline looms on Friday. Former Prime Minister Stephen Harper was there as guest speaker. He said, now's the time for Canada to diversify.
We've got to kind of get something short-term worked out with the Trump administration, but this really is a wake-up call for this country to truly diversify its trade export markets.
One of the U.S. senators in attendance, a guy by the name of Jesse James from Wisconsin, he disagrees with the notion that the U.S. doesn't need help from Canada.
I think U.S., we do need the help in extending those olive branches across, whether it's the border or across the seas, the oceans, to have those relationships in place is extremely important, and we need to keep improving them.
He went on to say Trump's imposed trade agreements are his way of getting the ball rolling on negotiations. But we heard from our premier, Scott Moe, who says negotiations continue over tariffs and that he feels it needs to be a better deal than the one between the U.S. and the European Union that has a 15% tariff on most goods.
Canada needs to be far below that at the end of the day in order for it to be a strong deal for not just us as Canadians, but for North Americans.
Mo says, well, U.S. is our largest trading partner. We shouldn't fully depend on it. And later this morning, the premier will take the stage at the conference about 9:30. Hey, still to come, right after the 7 o'clock news this morning, I'm going to hear from a farm led by Aaron and Aaron Gurney. Yes, husband and wife, both Aaron. They had a message they wanted to share because they checked out some crop damage. It wasn't from hail or rain. It was from someone who either used an ATV or a side-by-side and just plowed right through their pea crop. It's got to be annoying for them and other farmers who probably have had something similar. We'll talk to Erin after the 7 o'clock news as she wants to spread the message about what not to do in the fields of a farm. But Candace Fisher is also going to be popping by, too. Candace will be here next half hour. She's a good friend from way back. She and her knowledge of hearing loss will come together, and we're going to share how, hey, the sounds of summer might be affecting your hearing and hurting your hearing and what to do about it. But also there's a correlation between loss of hearing and Alzheimer's, and you can do something about it. And you might be saving a loved one's life, too, when you hear her advice. So Candace Fisher, hearing expert, coming up here in just a few moments, too.